Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters. And we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
May have some strong opinions on this, and y'all do. Oren in the break, workflow Dre hits me up and says, Turtle, in the trucking world, if you leave your vehicle at the pump when you're done, you better be ready to scrap. Wow. How about that? It could be so intense that if you take somebody's spot and you go into the convenience store to get your snacks and your drinks and you come back out, you may have a bare knuckle brawl situation on your hands. 404-726-0929. Go vote on the poll at C. Thomas Radio. Is it a bad guy move to leave your car at the gas pump after filling up to head into the convenience store? Again, right now, 56% of you say no. I'm a paying customer. Okay, we'll get back into this as we head out to the Sweet James Accident Attorneys Hotline on Chris Thomas Tonight. Turtle with you until 10. Jason, maybe you and Noel can get into this on the next episode of The Intersection. Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst with me now. What do you think before we get into some five stripes? Is it a bad guy move to leave your car at the pump after you fill up to head into the convenience store?
If it's crowded, yeah, I think it is. Like, if you pull up and there's five pumps free, no, it's fine. Go, you know, take care of business, come back, get out of the way. But if you pull up and you know how it is sometimes at some of these gas stations and you've got people waiting behind other people, if you're that person and you see that people are waiting to get to the pump and you go in, that's not cool.
Yeah, that's where I fall. And I fell into that category today. I had to call myself out because I got the last pump available at a station and I left my car. And when I came out, there were two cars circling the wagons looking for a pump. And I was like, oh, I probably should just pull into the parking lot next time. That was not a good guy move.
Yeah. So
I didn't mean it. It wasn't malintention, Jason, but I definitely learned a lesson.
You would end up on darts on the intersection, yes.
Yeah, exactly. somebody else who I thought learned their lesson would be the Five Stripes. Jason, we had such a good performance a couple of weeks ago. What happened?
Well, when the opponent comes in DC United and basically says from minute one, yeah, we don't really want the ball. Yeah, we're not really too worried about getting numbers forward. We're just going to sit back and defend because, look, they have no obligation to come in and entertain. They didn't care. They were happy with a scoreless draw. That's a win to them, the way that they played. I do give Tata Martino credit. The way that the game went, you know, you had a decision to make in around the probably 65th, 70th minute. And I remember talking about it on the broadcast. You could just continue with what you were doing and hope that you find the breakthrough, or you could go for it and get an extra attacker forward and kind of change things up a little bit. And Tata went for it at the expense of being risky and taking away a defensive player to add another attacker. It ended up looking a little bit more like a 4-2-4 at times offensively, trying to get the win at home, which is, to me, I'm always going to go for that. I believe in that. I think it's the way to be. It gave DC an opening. They hit the bar a couple times. They had a chance to steal the game, but they had no interest in winning it. And it's one of those games that I remember these things happening early in 17 and early in 18. And I think the parallel here is you have a team that is still figuring out who they are. You have a team that's still building chemistry. And when you are struggling offensively to have that chemistry, when you play a team that's just purely set up to take everything away from you, you're not good enough to break them down yet. You know, 10 games down the road, hopefully you are. Right now, game five, they couldn't find the openings. They couldn't manufacture the openings, and that's why you end up scoreless.
When it comes to getting bogged down like that, how much of it falls on Tata looking at his guys and saying, like, you know, Alexei, Latte Loth, like, you guys are supposed to be elite offensive potential scoring pieces for us, essentially, to put it in, you know, layman's terms, Jason, go make a play.
Yeah, I mean, I wish it was that easy, but think about it this way. If you are, I guess your best thing here analogy-wise would be if you're a running team in the NFL and the opponent says, you know what, we're going to put 8 in the box. Have fun. Run against that. Let's see what happens. And you can yell at the running back all you want to make a play, but if there's no room to make a play, you're kind of stuck until you figure out other things. And, you know, if you're a pure running team, you're probably not going to throw the ball very well. So you don't want to do that until you can't run the ball. And then you start throwing the ball around and then things can get crazy. And that's kind of how this game went to me. It's a game where DC just packed it in defensively and said, try to break us down. We don't think you can. And they couldn't. And I think it's something that once this team gels and plays together more and you start to get that interaction more, I mean, the thing that Tata said that really stuck with me after, and I don't know if I've ever heard a manager say it this way. He wasn't hung up on, like, Latte Lott didn't have a lot of touches, so I'm not really going to get after him too much. He wasn't hung up on, like, on bad passes. He was hung up on the decision-making and wanted the team to be a little more patient and trusting in terms of waiting for plays to develop a little bit more, wait for a secondary run to happen as opposed to always playing the first run. Team got a little antsy because they weren't creating a lot, so they just were consistently playing the first run, first ball down the line, first ball into the first runner into the 18, and DC had it covered and were waiting for it. It was interesting to hear Tata really get into the decision-making, and when you go a step further, to me, that comes back to chemistry, and it comes back to time, and it comes back to players recognizing, hey, I can make a run a second later than the first run and be open because that run's going to drag defenders with them. That's the stuff that doesn't happen overnight, and it's the stuff that hopefully this team develops over time.
With a little bit of an extended break here before their next match, if I'm reading this right, Jason, on April 4th, what should be the things that Tata is focusing on in training?
I think it's interesting because he's going to be missing Miguel Almiron and Matias Galarza, who are off with the Paraguayan national team. But he's got everybody else that has been featuring in these games for the first team as of late. And he's got the second team who doesn't play this weekend as well. So he's got an opportunity missing two starters, not, you know, 10 like we've seen at times with international duty. He's got an opportunity to kind of build some things and, you know, have that expectation that Galarza and Almiron can slot back in when they come back from international duty with Paraguay. And I think it's going to be kind of those layers of the attack that he wants to create where, and I remember really clearly having this conversation in 2017 about the layers of the team, because you always have to have multiple options. You know, we talk basketball, we talk about, I wish I could remember what the position was called, where you can shoot, pass, or dribble from that position. You want to basically have that in soccer when you get to the 18. You know, you want to be able to dribble the defender in front of you, you want to have passing options, or you want to be able to create your own shot. And the passing side of it to me, and that's what this team is going to be built on, it's just not something that happens through a couple of months. It does take time. I do think, I agree with Tata. I think that Almiron and Moranchuk and Lotte Lott can complement one another, like we saw against Philadelphia. You can do that. But to do that consistently, they've got to play together more in this way that Tata wants. And the one thing I'll say about the extra layer that I think will be important, I mentioned it on the call. It felt like one of those games where if Galarza or Alzate, when he came on, or Cooper Sanchez would have been able to get forward a little bit higher and be the sixth guy in the attack, they would have been unaccounted for a little bit more. And they might have been able to be that second wave, that late runner into the box, and be able to get onto things and break the game open.
When it comes to that next match on April 4th, Jason, I know this is something we talk about all the time and it's a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason, man. And that is the importance of getting three at the home crowd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium at that 7:30 kickoff on April 4th.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, Tata talked about it. Like, he's got to, and it's the toughest thing about being a manager. You've got to balance. If you have a belief system in the way that you want to play, if you have principles that you're trying to instill, you don't want to sacrifice those for short term to chase a result going into a game. You don't want to do that. You want to build over the long term, because your bet, and it's a educated bet in Tata Martino's case, is that what you've done for decades upon decades as a coach and has worked will work. So you want to build. But it's hard in these cases where to continue building well, you've got to get some results, and it makes it easier to build, right? You know, everybody's more motivated. Everybody's pumped up. Everybody's excited. The vibes are good when you start to get some of those results. And that's what it felt like coming into this DC game. And in DC, just the way they play, it kind of sucks the life out of you. You've got to find that balancing act. You know, this team will be better over time, but they can't necessarily get as good as they can if they can't steal some wins here along the way while you're improving. It's not a fair expectation for this team to be in its finished form and be the best soccer it will play this season in game six. I don't want that. That's not a good thing if you peak that early. But you want to see, while you're growing, a team that can get some results along the way and find ways to win in these kinds of games.
All right, my friend, when are we on this week? When are we going to hear you?
Well, you'll hear me in about an hour and 40 minutes with Atlanta Soccer Tonight. I've got Brad Gazan for you. Madison Cruz and I caught up with Brad today at the Children's Healthcare of Atlanta Training Ground, talking Atlanta United, but also talking U.S. Men's National Team. And then I'll have a special AST on Saturday afternoon. If you're making your way down to the Benz for the U.S. match, come over to Reverb right across the street. I'll be there from 1 to 3:30. I'll take you all the way up to kickoff and get you ready for two huge games for the U.S. men's national team, as these are the last two before the World Cup roster is named. I think there's, you know, three or four different questions about what this team and what this lineup could look like this summer, and we might get some answers over these next two games. We'll talk about it on AST both tonight and on Saturday.
Real quick, is Brad with the team in any official capacity, or is he just helping out?
Yeah, he's an ambassador, which is the official capacity, and he does a lot of work with the unified team and is an ambassador for the club and the community. But what's really cool, and I don't know of many teams in any sport that have done this, he's almost like an intern in a way, because he's getting a chance to work in different departments in the club and be part of those departments to learn the marketing side of things and how the club operates, the community side of things, the scouting side of things, the, you know, other elements of the front office, analytics. And it's almost like a master's class kind of situation where he's going from department to department and learning different aspects and contributing, given, you know, his perspective and the player's perspective. So I think it's something that's going to really benefit the club overall, and it's going to benefit him because he's going to be able to figure out kind of what angle he wants to go in next.
Jason, great stuff as always. We'll be checking you out, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me on, as always.
All right, that is our good buddy there, Jason Longshore. Make sure you check him out as soon as I am off the air tonight. Hey, you guys want to hear from Tua? Oh, boy. He joined the radio station today. We'll let you hear his chat with Andy and Randy. Yes, he talked about a quarterback competition. And what did he say about the offense that has me tickled pink? We'll hear that conversation next on 92.9 The Game.
Odyssey celebrates back-to-school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla Speed Test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.